Welcome, my nerdlings. I got something special for you. It's another episode of What's in the Box. You probably know the BAMBOX is going to go away, and I've been trying to find something to replace it, and I think I might have found it with my antiherogallery.com. They had some cool things on there. This one is the TGC Blitz Box number 2. Cost me, with shipping and tax and everything, it was about $132. I ordered this back. Don't get in a hurry for these. I ordered this back on July 8th, and it just came a couple days ago. We're in September. It was like September 20th this thing arrived. Took a while. So we will start with lots of variants in this box. There's one CGC and a bunch of variants in the one that I purchased. There are different boxes that they have. You can get all CGC, you can get just, they have a plethora. It's done through Antihero Gallery. I think they're partnered up with Unknown Comics, 616 Comics. But let's look at this first one, this very pretty Mandalorian number 7 by Carrie Andrews. I'm not sure the exact pronunciation. It says right there, variant edition, Star Wars Mandalorian number 7. You got Mr. Grogu and Din Djarin on the cover, a couple of the Black Death Troopers down there as well. So that's the first one out of the box. The next one, Amazing Spider-Man number 28, also variant cover. Look at that. I believe that's Carrie Andrews as well. The artwork on that is it's a little bit different than what you saw on the previous one on the Mandalorian, but I like it nonetheless. It's got Mr. Parker there swinging through the city with his baby mama. Now I guess they retcon that, so he ain't got a kid in the main universe. So it's his main squeeze there, Mary Jane. That has changed over time. They brought Gwen Stacy back, but that's still a really great cover with him and MJ, her red hair flowing back behind her. Like it a lot. The next one out of the box, X-Men number 24. This is a Miguel Mercado variant cover. I'm really digging it. It's got, you know, Wolverine kind of in his ready to fight pose. And this isn't your Hugh Jackman Wolverine. This is your shorter, stockier Wolverine like he is in the comics. In the comics, he's not over 6 foot tall and handsome. He's kind of a, you know, he's a short, stubby dude, a fire plug, and he's feral, very feral. But women dig him. Next one out of the box, Amazing Spider-Man number 29, another Amazing Spider-Man title. This one is by Nathan Zerdy, and I'm probably mispronouncing it, Zerdy. I really, really like these covers. And, you know, those other past two, all except for The Mandalorian so far, were Virgin variants. As is this one, and it's kind of holographic. It's got, you know, everybody's favorite Gwen Stacy from, it's the version of Gwen Stacy from the movie from the Across the Spider-Verse. Really cute. I'm really liking that cover. Really like that one a lot. Did a good job there, Nathan. Next out of the box, X-23 Deadly Regenesis number 5. This is a Tyler Kirkham cover. Look at that. That is just, it's a throwback to the old Wolverine cover where you can see the reflection of the Hulk on his blades. This one is just beautiful. You got the reflection of Laura Kinney in her outfit there and her X-Men suit. I'm really, really liking it. Another Virgin cover. Those alone make it worth it, Maya. The Virgin covers are amazing. The last non-CGC book, we have Ultimate Invasion number 1. This is a David Parator, or Paratori, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Beautiful, beautiful book. Look at that. I mean, you've got Ultimate Invasion, you've got Wolverine, you've got Miguel O'Hara, the other Spider-Man up there. And you, well, maybe that's not Miguel. I'm thinking it might be. And looks like Captain Marvel up there. But yeah, that's another beautiful Virgin variant cover. They're knocking it out of the park, man. Now, the Pièce de Résistance Venom number 11 slabbed at a 9.8. This is a variant cover as well. Not a Virgin variant, but still a Tyler Kirkham variant. Tyler Kirkham, it's hard to go wrong with Tyler. He does some good work. I'm liking this one quite a bit. Quite a bit. So that is what we got out of the CGC Blitz box that I got. I got to guess, you know, I paid $132 and some change. These are probably going anywhere from, you know, probably 30 or more a piece. Maybe not the non-Virgin one. But I got to say, I've got well over $130 worth of value here. This is probably closer to over $200 easily. So if you're looking for something to replace BAMBOX, and if you're a mystery box guy like me, you love getting that box and opening it, seeing what's in it, check out Antihero Gallery. It's a little pricey. They have some lower priced ones, but you're actually getting a lot of value. They do a lot of their, like I said, they are partnered up with Unknown Comics, 616 Comics, and you get a lot of value for your buck with this, man. Because they probably got to buy a certain amount of variants to get their own variant. So, you know, the ones they don't sell online themselves, they're pushing out in these mystery boxes. And I'm not mad at them. I actually kind of like it. That's it. AntiheroGallery.com. Tell them I sent you. If you like this unboxing, and why wouldn't you? Subscribe. Give us a like. Leave a comment. All those things help us tremendously with the metrics. Until you see the next unboxing, later, nerds.